Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Commentary by Monsignor Joan Enrique Vives, Bishop of Urgell, Spain. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Today, it is good for us to hear John's Gospel words, "For God so loved the world," because in the festivity of the Blessed Trinity, God is worshiped, loved, and served, for God is love. In Him, we find an association with love, and whatever He actively does, He does out of love. God loves. He loves us. This great truth is one of those that transform us, that make us better, because it enters our understanding, becoming entirely evident to us, and it deeply affects our actions, honing them into total loving actions. And the purer love becomes, the greater and more perfect it is. St. John of the Cross wrote, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will find love." And this is true, because this is what God always does. He did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Thanks to Jesus Christ's life and to His love, unto His death on the cross. Today we contemplate Him as the only one that reveals to us authentic love. We speak so much about love that perhaps it has lost its originality. Love is what God feels for us. Love and you will be happy, because to love is to offer our life for those we love. Love is gratuitous and simple. Love is emptying oneself to hope for everything from God. Love is to diligently serve those who need us. Love is losing to regain 100-fold. Love is living without keeping score of what one is doing. Love is what makes us resemble God. Love and only love is eternity already in our midst. Let us live the Eucharist, which is the sacrament of love, as it gives us God's love made flesh. It allows us to participate in the fire that burns in the heart of Jesus, and it forgives and recasts us so that we can love with the very love with which we are loved.